Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewels.
To go up north and get it back. Anyway.
Yeah, well, the sun is shining here, sweetheart. The sun is shining here. It's beating down and it's loud and heavy and it's just a beautiful thing. Hey. Jewel.
Go ahead.
Jewel, looks like we're getting callers on the line already before we even get started. I want to do our little intro chat and shout out. And I want to talk about Cinco de Mayo, because today is Cinco de Mayo, the fifth of May, and it's a celebration in case your Spanish is rusty, Cinco de Mayo is Spanish for the 5th of May. The holiday celebrates an unexpected victory. They had a battle with the French at the Battle of Pueblo on May 5th, 1862. And the Mexican army won the battle despite being smaller and ill-equipped. Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day, and that's a lot of people think that it's Mexican Independence Day. And Cinco de Mayo is a bigger deal in the United States. In Mexico, today is observed with political speeches and battle reenactments. In fact, the world's largest Cinco celebration takes place in Los Angeles. I wonder if Abe, our technician, our computer techie guy, Sweetie Pie, are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo? As a matter of fact, this year's festival, the Fiesta Broadway, is expected to draw 300,000 people. Cities like New York City, Denver, and Houston also throw large parties in honor of the day. Wow. It's a big hit.
That is wonderful, wonderful. I love our technician. He's a nice computer guy. So I hope he's out there.
Right. So if anybody wants any remote computer technology going on, I mean, just go for it, you know. Before the end of the show, we'll give you his number and his business card and website, and you can check him out. Also, Jules, I want to talk about Czar Entertainment. Czar Entertainment has been a wonderful, wonderful support factor, you know, for Inside Matters. We want to give him a shout-out, and then we got to give a shout-out to Tarni. Tarni is our voiceover, and we can't forget Space Soldiers by DJ Epsilon. So there you go. That's my shout-out for today. So I tell you what. How would you like for us to take at least one caller? We want a caller.
You know I love them callers. Come on, let's bring them on.
Okay, take it. Okay? Which one do you want? We want the 703? How about we do a 703 call?
Okay, that would be great.
Any caller, you're on the line. 703?
My call.
We can't hear you. Who is this?
Feliz Cinco de Mayo. No hay mejor.
Are you celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, this is Bernadette. How are you?
Hey, Bernadette.
That's my girl. Hey, Bernadette.
My sister was giving you applause for knowing that A, it was a holiday, and B, what it was.
Wow.
Bernadette's in New Mexico right now.
That's
she
right.
She told me she was going here.
Yep. Anyway, we're listening to your show.
Oh, Bernadette, thank you. Tell your sister I said hello. Okay,
we'll
we're going to take another caller, Jules. Thank you, Bernadette. Call again.
Bye.
Hope you enjoy the show. Okay, Jules, we have a 646 caller on the line.
Okay, let's bring them on. Let's bring it on.
Mm-hmm. 646 caller, you're on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing? Who am I speaking with? Like, I don't know.
This is Tiff with Zara Entertainment.
Well, hello, Zara Entertainment. How are you?
We're doing very fine. We took a moment out of our schedule. I was online doing my thing with some other clients, and I said, let me call in and congratulate you all on your platform and giving Inside Matters talk, some more talk, and I'm anticipating you all should be very successful with this.
Okay. Well, we're having a good time with it. We're playing around with stuff, you know, and I'm the digs. So keep listening and, you know, as usual and as always, keep an eye out for us and let us know how we're doing. We really appreciate it, okay?
No problem. You got it. Thanks. Have a good show.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that, Jules. I did that, and you know what I'm talking about.
It's okay. It's okay. I know I'm still loved.
All right. So we have another caller on the line. Let's see. There's, let me see. Oh, we have a 212 caller.
Oh, my goodness. All these callers. I'm so excited. Okay, go ahead.
Before we even start a topic, we got all these callers.
Okay.
Can you get it? You want me to get it?
I'll get it.
212.
Hi. 212, where are you from and what's your name?
Hello? Hear me?
212, where are you from and what's your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, my name is Rob. I'm calling from New York City.
Holy cow, that is the state to call from.
That's
what
right.
What are you up to?
Well, I'm just tuning in to you guys. You know, we were listening to you previously, and we understand that you have a new platform, so we just wanted to call in and show our support.
You go, boy. Thank you so much.
We love your show. We tune in to you all the time. And what you're doing is very much needed in the community, so we appreciate what you do and we support you 100%.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll call you. I'll call in again another time, okay?
All right.
Yes.
Okay. We're
Thank
listening,
you.
But I'll let
All
you
right.
go now. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That
okay,
was nice, Duchess. What do you think?
That was really nice. So, what are we doing? We going to go to topic now? We going to go to topic now?
Yes, we'll go to topic. Let's go to topic. Can't forget,
okay.
We got to do a topic.
Okay, well, today's topic is manifesting your life purpose. Now, you know, I get these monthly forecasts through the mail. And a friend of mine sends these to me, and it's amazing that our topic for the day is manifesting for your life purpose, and the topic for the forecast this month was manifesting. It was like really blew my mind. And so why don't we start? Because as we continue to get in touch with our life's purpose and being the peace in the new world, we want to look at something. We want to look at not only something, but we want to also look at remembering how to manifest all that we would like in our lives. Our beliefs create our reality, holds a truth with anything in our lives. remember we hear people say you create your own reality and you try to figure out what does that mean? Well, your belief is what creates your reality all around you. Our beliefs about our worthiness create how we feel about ourselves and what we experience as a result of this. Do you really believe that you have the ability to manifest anything that you would like? Do you believe that you are worthy of true abundance, or are there old beliefs blocking your flow from coming into you? Let's look at the following questions to get in touch with some of our beliefs that we may have come that may have come from old programming. All right?
That is deep. That's yes. That is
deep.
So
what are you? So what do you
feel? Well, I was looking at the paragraph, and I was looking at the paragraph in my head, and I was thinking to myself that I always tell people that they need to believe in things that they want, and they need to manifest it. So I'm really glad about this topic because this is something that I am a true believer on. So I'm really interested in what you have to say on this subject.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So what are your fears? What are your fears or beliefs about money? Example, if I lose my job, then I will not be able to pay my bills and others will see me as a failure. Okay, what are your beliefs about wealth, prosperity, and abundance? Example, you have to work hard and lots of hours to get ahead. People will want things from me if I am rich. Money leads to greed. What are your beliefs about your own worthiness to receive abundance? What are your beliefs about yourself? How about this for an example? Who am I to receive abundance without working hard? Huh? Who am I? I know other people can do it, but this is not my gift. It is important to create new belief systems that support your manifesting process. You can do this by releasing old fears and beliefs and substituting new ones. Write down your old belief. Release it. To release, you can burn it or cross it out or perhaps mentally reframe it and create a new belief to replace it. Ways that you can create new belief systems include, how about, regularly saying them out loud, writing them down repeatedly, catching yourself when you hold patterns, when those old patterns you hold come up, and canceling them out. Become aware of your spoken word and become conscious of having your words match your new belief system. That's an amazing thing because a whole lot of people, don't realize that when they open up their mouths and speak a word, they're creating their own reality. They open up their mouth and what happens? They say something and the universe grabs hold of it and makes it so without them realizing. You know, you know how people, they're walking around and say, "Dad, you know, that was really stupid of me. Oh, well, I am really stupid." Do you know? The universe does not know whether you're joking, whether you're playing, whether you're being sarcastic. The universe does not know. It grabs hold of that, and then you begin to feed yourself those words that are coming out of your mouth. Okay? It is important to create these new belief systems that support our manifesting process. So we have to release these old ways of speaking and thinking. What would it look like if we shifted from believing that our job is our source or some other outside circumstance to believing that God is our source? I know with me, I work really hard and long, and I throw around packages, and what I do when I get up to go to work in the evening is just wrap my brain around enjoying my job. Now, that's hard for a lot of us, enjoying my job. I might sit there in the parking lot and look at the big emblem on the wall and say, "I love you." I love you. I don't look at this as something that's a hard thing. Sometimes I look at this as me walking into another reality, and I'm going to enjoy this. And for the time that I'm in that reality, I don't even think about wanting to go home, because this is where I am, and that puts me in the moment. That puts me right there, here and now. And I do not think about anything except being there until it's time for me to clock out and go home. Then I'm there on the highway. I don't think about, I wish I would hurry up and get home. I wish I could hurry up and get in my bed. I'm there, right there, and my purpose is to be in the moment while I'm in that car, looking at the dark sky, you know, looking at the cars go by, and enjoying the fact that I can relax in my car after putting forth those hard hours at my job. So it's nice to try and put yourself in the moment. And that's what it would look like if we shift from believing that our job is our source to believing that God is our source, or your higher power is your source, or spirit, your creator, great spirit, whatever you choose, that energy that you choose that gives you substance to your life. Learning more about the universal laws of prosperity may also help us to create new beliefs about ourselves and about our prosperity, and we will cover that today also, okay? Why don't we spend some time, maybe this week, thinking about your earliest money memories. What were your experiences about money from your childhood, and how did those experiences influence your current beliefs? Wow, that says a lot.
That was a lot. I really enjoyed that, because you know what? I like the fact that you was talking about, you know, putting your stuff on a piece of paper and then burning it and letting it go up into the universe, because I've tried that. I've tried that many times. And when you manifest your purpose in life, you have to, I always say this time and time and time and time again, you've got to be specific, because when you start messing with spirit, spirit will grant you what you're looking for. And then when it comes to you, you're like, oh, but I didn't want it like that. I wanted it like this. And then you're just like stuck in that moment, but you asked for it. So always be specific and it will come. That is the magic of spirit, always.
Absolutely.
Right, Duchess? Okay.
Right. The other thing that people aren't aware of is that the universe never hears the word don't. So when we say, I don't want, the universe hears want. I don't want this. I don't want ill health. The universe hears want ill health, you know. So all you have to do to bring that into the affirmative is say, I am grateful for a healthy, strong body. And allow your body to hear you say that, and accept your body to be healthy and strong at whatever point it is currently, because it could be weaker. People don't realize that our bodies can be weaker. So where we are right now in this moment is a good place to be, because it could be worse than where it is. So that's the way, you know, we feel that you can do that, as far as replacing the old beliefs with new ones, and practice them. Practice them. Practice makes perfect. Do we have any callers on the line that are new, Jules? I don't think so. Okay.
I was looking.
No callers that are new.
No, not yet. You can continue.
Well, maybe you need to give out the new number. Maybe people can't find us.
Okay. Please call in. Please. We would like you to call in. Yes, it's 347. Get a pen and paper. 347. Okay? 347-324. 3030. That's a 347 number. 324-3030. I go get the baby. Bye-bye. I'm going to meet.
Okay, and everyone, don't forget to press 1 if you want to have a little chit-chat with the host. Jewel is off and running. You know she pops in and out. That's her flavor, and we love it. Back to our topic. Once we have addressed where our old belief patterns are interfering with the ability to manifest everything that we need in our lives, we can look at the universal prosperity laws of prosperity to assist us in this process. That was a mouthful. Forgiveness is a universal law of prosperity. I bet a lot of you didn't know that. Forgiveness is a universal law in prosperity. Our words have the power to forgive. Picture yourself holding a box. There is only a certain amount of space in a box. And you are placing angers and hurts in the box by hanging on to them. You are not leaving room for the good stuff by doing this. And you are contaminating a lot of the good stuff that does come to your box. Why do we hold on to old hurts? That's a good question. Often we are afraid of change. Or we get attention for, how about, poor me, poor me. And there's a lot of people that just breed on that poor me. Or if we see ourselves as a victim, we make someone else responsible for our circumstances. And sometimes we hold on to the hurt to punish ourselves. Now, that's something that needs to be said again. Why do we hold on to old hurts? Often we're afraid of change. We get attention for poor me, poor me. Oh, woe is me. Oh, well, I'm just so beat up and worn out because people are just treating, or this person is just treating me this way. Oh, wine. Would you like some cheese and crackers with that wine? Often we are afraid of change. Or we get attention for poor me. Once again, wine. How about some cheese and crackers with your wine? Or we see ourselves as a victim to make someone else responsible for our circumstances. Okay? Sometimes we hold on to hurts to punish ourselves. What are ways that you can release hurts? Anger, etc. Well, you can name it. You can write it. You can burn it, like Jewel said, to release it. Okay? And then you can reframe it. So change it around and turn the situation into something that you can feel is a positive. Or get out of it. Get out of there. Do what we need to do and then release it and then let go and have some fun. That's what life's all about. Forgiveness allows us to love ourselves. If we could see ourselves as a loving and forgiving person, wouldn't we love ourselves even more? We need to let ourselves off the hook. How would you treat a child who said something judgmental or unkind? We need to treat ourselves the same way. Being human is not an easy job. Now listen to this, everybody. Listen carefully. To go from light being, into this body is a tough adjustment. Did you think it was easy to make that trip from where you came from down into that little body, okay, in the womb of mama to come forth, to be born, and take on the challenges of this world? Well, some of us have never even been here before, and then there are others who have been here a number of times and forgot that they came through over and over and over again. No, it's not easy to go from light beings into this body. It's a tough adjustment. So having an attitude of gratitude is another law. This law, you need to have this in your giving, receiving, and forgiveness. So you have your attitude of gratitude, you have your forgiveness, and your forgiveness and your receiving are interchangeable. How do they say that in multiplication? It's transverse. So when you give, you receive, and when you receive, you give. So that's all a part of the same system here, giving, receiving, and forgiveness. So what is this attitude? Why is this attitude important? Wow. June better come back here. I'm missing her. Why is this attitude important? What you put out into the world is what you get back.
Girl, I got your back. I got your back. I'm sitting here. I'm listening. But do you want to hear my baby? Oh, always have your back.
So
it is so important. Everything that you're saying is important.
Well, you know, because we don't have callers coming in and telling me that what I'm saying is important. So it makes me feel really blessed when I hear somebody say, oh, what you're saying is important. Hey, even if it's June. So, June, what I'm saying is important.
Yes, it is. It really is. I really admire you, Duchess, because you have a lot of things to give to the world, and the world really, really, really loves to hear you. And it's a lot of gratitude. I give you a lot of gratitude, right?
Thank you. You know, but thank you. I have to say, though, everyone has this spiritual energy within them, and we have to practice it and give it away in order to keep it. And I am so thankful and so blessed to have this program and this platform to be able to share some of the things that I've learned or heard about over the years and just, you know, give it away. In order for me to keep it, I got to give it away. Because once you keep it to yourself, you get all full, you're going to explode, and you got to learn how to give it away. And I feel truly blessed to have this opportunity to share and give away. And in me giving it away, it would really be wonderful. It's wonderful for me when I have other people share their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that I can learn even more, so I can share it and give it away. So what is this attitude? Why is this attitude important? What you put out into the world is what you get back. An attitude of gratitude attracts more good. It also keeps you focused on the good you have and away from the complaining and the poor me. And, of course, we don't want to go into what that means. It's that whine thing. All right, crackers and cheese time. There is overwhelming evidence to support the premise that success results more from certain mental traits known as attitudes than from any other single factor, outweighing even education, money, appearance, or skill. Attitudes are the result of the choices we make, decisions about what to believe or disbelieve with respect to our lives. Clearly, the achiever is not born. A Dennis P. Kimbrough, PhD, said that. Clearly, the achiever is not born. he or she is made. What makes the great great? I guess he wrote a book about that. I heard that in passing. What makes the great great? It's hard to be depressed when we are thankful and being grateful for the things we are given. And this sends a message to the universe that we want more of this. Now, here's that gratitude list. I had a friend one time. I was facing a very, very serious surgery at one time. Can I share this, Jill?
Sure.
Do you have something you want to say? Well,
I was about to say, you know, what you said about depressing. Being depressed is very hard. To be depressed when you're thankful and you're grateful, and that is true. A lot of people out there are taking medication for, you know, depression, and if you sit down and you start being thankful for what you do have and not dwell on what you don't have, it's really hard to be depressed on that subject. And I'm not saying stop taking your medication, but if you start thinking about what you do have, even the people that are in shelters, where I was in a shelter before, and if I just sat down and said, I do have a roof over my head, you know, God didn't allow me to not have a roof over my head, I could start being thankful for what I did have.
You are so cool. Now, since you mentioned medication, we know we have to have this disclaimer said. So you mentioned medication. We got to say, the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified health care professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified health care professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. Now, Jules, I'm going to share two things with you on that, what you said about positive, because I was homeless one time, and I left my job. It was 9 o'clock at night, and I didn't have any place to go that night, and so I had a van at that time, and I thought to myself, do I want to be a statistic in one county or go and be a statistic in another county? And I decided to go to Sheets gas station, because they stay open 24 hours. What a nice, safe place to be if you're going to have to sleep in your van. And I really honestly and truly firmly believed, as I was settling down in my van to go to sleep for the night, I was so thankful. I was so grateful that I had a vehicle to sleep in. Because there are people out there who have they sleep on a heat vent in the wintertime. I remember talking to a guy in New York City, and he said that he remembered there was a time, in order for him to keep warm, he slept on a heat vent in the street, and he had a bottle of wine, and what he would do is he would share his bottle of wine with somebody passing by if they let him, he would share his cardboard box with you if you gave him a sip of his wine, okay? So there are people out there that are literally having to sleep on an air vent. And so I'm going to begrudge and be whining, because I have to sleep in my van? Oh, no. I was the most pleasant homeless person you could have met. The other thing when it comes to gratitude and being grateful, okay, I had to undergo this very serious surgery, and it was the abdominal aortic aneurysm, and for those people who don't know what that is, the aorta is the major artery that your heart pumps blood through. And when I found out that mine was threatened to rupture, which means if it ruptures, you bleed out immediately. You hardly can get to the emergency room for them to save your life. When I found out I had this condition, I got so depressed. And I was talking to a lady one day. She sat me down. Now, this woman has a brain aneurysm that is too dangerous to even have surgery on. At least I could have surgery. She sat me down one day and she said, Duchess, this is what you're going to have to decide. Do you want to live or do you want to die? And that was so profound when she said that to me. The first thing you have to decide is, do you want to live or do you want to die? And I realized I wanted to live. I had grandchildren I wanted to see grow up and, you know, a lot of stuff. And I hadn't traveled all over the United States of America yet, you know, in my van, which I doubt if it could travel all over the United States. But I wanted to live. And then she said, she gave me this book. It was a gift. It was a book of gratitude, blank pages in the book. And basically what the book told me, what I had to do, what I had to do was every day I had to wake up or before I went to bed and list five things I was grateful for. Five things. One of those days, the only thing I could be grateful for was the fact that I found a clean bra because I hadn't done laundry yet. But I was grateful for that, and I wrote this down in my book. So every day you can find something that you're grateful for. And, Jules, I see we have another caller on the line. The area code is 571. You want to get it? You want me to open it up? Okay.
Of course Jules? I want to get it. I always want to get it. Give me a second. Give me. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Hi, caller. Where are you, and what's your name?
Okay.
Hi.
Thank you. Just a napkin.
Okay, I'll run back.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Where are you from? I don't know, Duchess. I don't know. You think we need to let him go?
Yes.
Well, I think the point, I think. Looks like the caller hung up. Okay, they'll call back if they want to talk. Okay?
You know, okay, that's 347-324-3030. Press number 1, and you will be on air with Duchess and Jules.
Okay. So we're having a good day today. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this manifesting for your life purpose. And before we get off the air, I want to remind everyone, we're going to pull the animal card, we're going to do the angel card, and then I have notes from the universe. That should be very interesting. Jules,
Duchess, they're back. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you from? Duchess, I'm having a time with the callers. Maybe you should get it next time.
Right. They want to talk to me, huh? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
I want to know what area code 571 is. 571. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll just wait until the caller wants to talk. He'll call back. They were dropped again. They must have a problem with their line. Okay. So here we go. It's hard to be depressed when we are thankful and being grateful for the things we are given. And this sends a message to the universe that we want more of this. So the more grateful we are, the more the universe sends us more good stuff. You know? The law of giving. Let's talk about the law of giving. Because it can also be called the law of giving and receiving. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. Giving and receiving, okay? Giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And in our willingness to give that which we seek, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives, you know? I remember one day I saw a man with a sign, and he was standing there, and, you know, he was all raggedy and dirty, and, you know, he had one of those signs that he needed some money. For some reason, I knew that I was going to give this man some money if he was still standing there on my returning trip. And sure enough, the man was still there on my returning trip, so I jumped out of my car, and I gave him a nice-sized piece of money, you know, paper money. I mean, it was, like, more than a dollar. And the person I was riding with said, "Why did you do that? Don't you know that sometimes people just hang around, you know, wanting you to give them your money?" And I told him, you know, for all I know, that could have been a fallen angel. It doesn't matter. He has to go forth with his karma, whatever he does with that money that I gave him. But the fact that I gave him that money, I gave him some energy, and I'm sure the energy will be returned to me a whole lot more fold than what I gave him. So if he's there and standing there to cheat me, well, that's his karma, not mine. So you don't have to worry about somebody else's and what they're doing to you. Just worry about yourself. Like I heard them say in 12-step programs, keep your side of the street clean. Don't be looking across the street at somebody else's side of the street and trying to take care of all their business. You know, just make sure you keep your side of the street clean and your trash is not going over into their backyard. All right? Jules, I see the caller is trying to call in again. This is wonderful. I mean, I'll open it up this time. I want me to open it up.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, caller. We've been trying to get you. 571, area code. Are you there? Are you there?
Are you there?
We can barely hear you. Are you there?
Can you go on the computer?
7-1, I'm writing this number down, 214-74. Oh, I'm not supposed to do that. Y'all can't know the caller's telephone number. Shame on me. Breaching confidentiality. I'm glad I caught myself immediately. Sorry, caller. Sorry,
you noticed
caller.
The caller just hung up.
Right?
Hung up.
Mad at me, but that's okay. I'm sorry. I really do apologize. That was something that I should not have done. So I've given out your phone number over the air. Sorry. Please accept my apology. And everybody out there in radio land, know that I will never do that again. You know? So I guess we won't have the caller call back, because now they're probably a little bit annoyed with me. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. Stopping the circulation of energy is like stopping the flow of your blood. Now, that's a deep statement. When blood stops, it begins to clot, to coagulate, to stagnate. That is why we must give and receive in order to keep love, wealth, and affluence, or anything you want in life, circulating in your life. And this came from Deepak Chopra's The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. You know, and I like Deepak Chopra's information. We must be able to do both. We must be able to give in order to receive. And there are a lot of people, when you give them, when you give to them, they don't know how to receive. It's like, oh no, that's okay. No. You don't have to do that. No. And so, you know, I usually tell somebody that I'm trying to give something to them, and they say, oh no. I don't want it. I said, well, now what you're trying to do is block my blessing. Okay, so please accept this from me. And you know, what you can do when you receive something from someone, receive it graciously with lots of gratitude. And is it something that you can't use? Trust me, it's yours to be able to share with someone else. So the exchange is always a wonderful thing. And we do both. We give and we receive. Just like breathing, we breathe in and we breathe out. What goes up must come down, etc. The more you give, the more you will receive, because you will keep the abundance of the universe circulating in your life. As you give to the world in consciousness, you shall receive the same experience in return. Or, as you believe, so you shall experience the universe. I like that. As we believe, so you shall experience the universe. So, it's time to set some goals, some specific goals. And that's also a universal law. We need to let the universe know what it is that we want. Jules just said that. She just said, be precise. Ask and you shall receive. That's been said many times. When you walk into a restaurant, you ask a waiter for exactly what you would like. The universe waits for us to ask for what it is that we would like. And that's why we're going to get some notes from the universe today, because I'm going to open up the book to wherever it falls, and the universe is going to let us know what it wants us to know. So when you get an opportunity, write down your goals. Set the date by which you want it to happen. Take one small step toward this goal to let the universe know that you really want this, that you are totally serious about this. Don't write it down in a book and just say, lay down in the bed and say, I'm going to go to sleep now, let the universe do all the work. No, you got to put one foot in front of the other, or you don't go anywhere. Okay? Be willing to take risks. Your prayers may be answered by asking you to do something outside of your comfort zone. Mine often are, you must let go of the how. When we hang on to the how, we limit the way the universe can bring us our good. We send a message that we are not really ready to receive what we ask for. So spend some time with these laws and practice using them. Combined with creating new belief systems, these laws are very powerful. Use them widely. I see you. I see you. That reminds me of Avatar. I see you. I'm not talking dialogue now. I see you. I'm so sorry I did that. Jules, I'm so sorry I did that to the caller.
It's okay. It's okay. You want to try to call the caller back? I was thinking about that. You want to do it? I can do it. You want to try?
They mean I want to talk.
Stop it. It's okay. Let's try. Here we go.
Go ahead. Call them back.
Here we go.
He told you, they mad at me. They are so through with me.
How will you stop it? They can never be mad at Gretchen.
Who did that to me?
It's okay. Well,
all right.
Celebrities are calling and they don't even want us on their answer machine. They could guess who called me? Duchess and Jules, you know.
No, I'm telling you, hang up. Anybody can know who they are. Hang up.
I was trying.
Right. But if we don't get them on their answer machine, I mean, they don't want to be known. They don't want us to know who they are. That's of the invasion of their privacy as well, because I bet they didn't know we could call them back. Okay? So we'll just throw away that telephone number, and if the caller decides to call in another day, we probably won't even know it's the same caller. Got it? Where are you? Jules, did you just leave again? Okay. Jules is off and running. That's my girl. So
I am not off and running. I'm here.
Well, Jules, you know, let's talk about what we're going to talk about next week before we do the angel cards.
That is wonderful.
Let's talk and see what we're going to talk about for next week. Okay, how to relate to non-spiritual environment. Shielding and clearing yourself. So that's next week's topic. And the description basically is, in our daily interactions with other people, we regularly pick up lots of energy. Explore simple tools we can use to easily shield and or clear ourselves of unwanted energies while still allowing healing energies in. That's going to be very nice to know, how to shield yourself at the same time, leaving enough of you open to be able to feel the energy coming through. So that's what we have to look forward to for next week's topic. And that will be on the 12th. And so, what do you want first, Jewel?
I would like the angel card this time first. Can we have the angel card?
Yep. Okay, give me some energy. Energy, energy, energy. Got it. You're going to love this one. The angel card is all about children. You are asked to pay extra attention to your children or your inner child right now. New children may be coming into your life very soon. This card signals that the angels see your need to play, have fun, and honor your inner child. Perhaps you will play with your own children or grandchildren, or you might enjoy having fun with another adult or doing work that involves helping children. Take some time to ask your inner child, how do you feel, and what would you like to do? Plan an afternoon where you take your inner child on an outing, doing things that allow your playful side to emerge. Swing and slide at the park. Take an afternoon nap. Draw on the sidewalk with chalk or build a sandcastle. I love that card because I always say when I have my grandchildren visiting me, it makes my heart sing. And I love being around little children. And Jules, you've got yourself. So, that's the children card for you.
Okay.
So, do you have anything to say about your angel card? No? You don't want to share with on your angel card? Because what I can do is I can go to the next one.
You can go to the next one. I want to hear what the animals have to say. Everybody needs to put their energy into their computer, the phone, everything. And go ahead, Duchess, pull a card.
Okay. I got it. What was the card last week? Do you remember? You don't remember what the card was? The card last week. You remember what it was?
Are you really going to ask me, do I remember? Come on, Duchess. Do I remember? Okay. Anyhow, keep going on.
I'm so sorry. Well, the card for this week is Prairie Dog. Because I find it so funny because when you we first started doing this, you said, oh, and everybody, you're going to like the animal medicine cards and the Native American energy cards, and they're just basic animals that you see every day in your life. Now, you see We pull a buffalo card. Like, we just hang to a buffalo every day.
We don't need, we don't know where the callers are coming from. I'm telling you, they could be from the West Coast. I could call my daughter right now in Colorado and be like, have you seen a buffalo today? You know, she just might be in the country.
But that's so cool because, you know, it doesn't matter what the card is or where you live when you pull the card. It's the energy, and energy is invisible. It's the energy that the card emits, okay? It's the energy of the animal that you want to adhere to. So if query has surfaced in your card today, it may be a warning that your body's fuel gauge is running low. You might need a day of silence or retreat from regular activities before you become too exhausted to carry on. That sounds like a card I need to adhere to. Have you put your basic needs at the bottom of the to-do list? Burning the candle at both ends may weaken the punch you can normally pack when tackling the tasks at hand. Take a much-needed break before you crash and burn. Prairie Dog teaches you that in order to access gifts of inspiration and renewal, you must be at peace with yourself and rested enough to recognize the blessings being offered. If you have been battling a situation without gaining ground, Prairie Dog reminds you that pushing too hard can create resistance that does not allow for interaction. Take a break. Give it a rest. After a comfortable and relaxed time, you can return with a fresh perspective. In the meantime, the dynamics of the situation may have changed because your retreat allows the present challenge to work itself out. There is ample strength available if you quit pushing and go with the flow. Prairie Dog says, its tunnels run both ways. Now it is time to choose the back door exit for some rest and relaxation. That's Prairie Dog, and that's your card for the week. You got a children's card from the Angel Pool, and so get in touch with your inner child. And Prairie Dog says retreat, and you're going to have a grand old time retreating with your inner child in a real good vibration of relaxation. How about that? And the last pull that I'm going to do is called Notes from the Universe, A New Perspective from an Old Friend. This is a nice book. I love this book. It's by Mike Dooley. I love him. A friend gave me this book. And it always says something profound to me, no matter when I open it up and I let it fall. Okay, the best way to deal with other people is to just let them be other people. After all, that's how you want them to deal with you. Oh, that is so deep. And it says, shh, the secret to living the life of your dream is to start living the life of your dream at once to any degree that you possibly can.
That was deep. Sounds like that. You need to repeat that from the beginning. That was deep. That was deep.
Notes from the Universe? I closed the book. I can't find that page again until it plops open.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, when you say something deep like that, you gotta say it again. You know, say it slowly.
You know what? This is spooky. You know what? I was slipping, I stuck my finger, and it opened up to the page.
That's what I was talking about. Somebody out of there needed to hear that again. Like me? Go ahead.
The best way to deal with other people is to just let them be other people. After all, that's how you want them to deal with you.
There you go.
The secret to living the life of your dream is to start living the life of your dreams at once to any degree that you possibly can. In case somebody calls in and wants me to read it again, I bookmark it. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
we had fun. I had fun. Yes, Duchess, did you have fun?
I had a good time. I really did. I still feel bad a little bit, but, you know, it's like, what can I say? Guess what I started before we closed? I had a share this meeting. Guess what I started? I've been going to physical therapy for all kinds of, you know, aches and pains and stuff, and, you know, and I'm sure it's because of, you know, stuff that I did in my young years before I knew that inside mattered, the ends, what's inside matters, you know. And it just dawned on me that I can go to aquatic physical therapy. And I'm going to tell you, Jules, you get in that water, it beats you up. And so I was hurting for 2 days after doing that. But now my body's kind of like gotten to the swing of stuff, and all of a sudden I'm moving better, just like that. And on that note, Jules, it's almost time to close the show. Do you want to say anything to the listeners before we go off air?
I just want to say thank you for, you know, allowing me to co-host with you, especially when I have my life purpose here, laying all over the floor, making noise and stuff like that. I just want to say thank you because I really enjoy being here with you. But before she gets too rambunctious, thank you. This is a great platform, right? This is nice.
Yes. Okay, so, Jules, I'll see you next week, same time, same
place. Definitely.
Thank you. This is the topic. You be good, sweetheart. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.